Now, the place we hang our clothes in the bedroom.
Closet.
All right, now that, is that built in?
Yes.
But how about one that isn't built in? Something that might look like that file cabinet, except it'd be bigger.
A chest of drawer.
No, that's exactly what it would be. But I mean, something would have two big doors on it.
I don't know what you want. I'm not sure.
Well, I just wonder if you've seen a piece of, you know.
I've seen one. I just.
Well, some words that are used are armoire or clothes press or wardrobe. You don't know that you
never use any of those.
The term wardrobe isn't familiar to you.
Not other than clothes, no.
Yeah,
wardrobe.
Your wardrobe is right. The clothes that you have, right? Okay. And have you ever seen a kitchen that built in that's separated from the house?
No.
Okay. Describe your kitchen. What's your kitchen like?
Oh, if you walk in it from the hallway, you walk right in. It's kind of a hall in the kitchen also. It's to the left, the oven and stove. To the right, the sink and the refrigerator. And then the table is on through the kitchen. And then the chairs. And then a kind of a panel with the telephone bulletin board.
When you said the stove, do you call the is the oven part of the stove or separate?
It's separate.
Okay, it's not.
It's not over on top of each other, that's what you mean.
Yeah, they're two separate. I mean, you call the stove the thing.
The stove is the,
top.
Yeah, the burners, right. And the oven.
Is that, a big, that's a big oven.
Right.
You don't have one of those small ones that you plug in. Okay. What do you call those small ones you plug in?
Small oven.
The electric ones, have you ever seen those? They cook that like that. You cook something very quick.
Microwave.
Yeah. All right. Now on a Monday, traditionally, women did their what?
Laundry.
Okay, or another way, that's right, or another way would be called
wash. The wash.
Yeah. And the next day they do.
Ironing.
Okay, so on Monday they do their
washing or laundering, and then Tuesday they do the ironing.
Okay. Now, if you had a two-story house, what? That's a two-story house, you want to get to the first floor, the second floor, you'd go up the
stairs.
Okay. And how about to come up to the outside, out in front of the house?
Porch.
Okay. Now, are there any different kinds? Do you have one in front and on both sides of your house?
We have one in the front and one in the back.
Okay.
Front porch and the back porch.
Are they covered or uncovered?
The back is covered. And it's not covered all the way around. It just has a roof to it. And the front, it doesn't.
Okay. Now, a better way to ask that, Joe, I mean, I should have asked him to describe the porches rather than to let him discuss. Would you call them both porches and make no distinction except front and back?
Right.
How about a big porch, the big elaborate kind of porch?
Patio. We have a patio in the back, too.
Yeah. What's that like?
It's just with lounge chairs. It's cemented with lounge chairs and just a place to walk.
Okay. That doesn't have a covering over it?
No.
I meant more of a large porch like you see in Charleston, there's old Savannah, that sort of, you don't have anything.
No.
Okay. If the door was open and you didn't want it that way, you might tell somebody.
Go shut the door.
All right. And on the outside of a house, over a frame house, they sometimes put out these overlapping boards. Well, I was going to ask you about that later, but this is just a big board that kind of overlap.
Just part of the roof. I don't know what you want.
The side, though.
Yeah.
Any of these words, like siding, weatherboard, or clapboard, sound familiar?
Siding.
Okay. And if you get in the, you say, I've got to get in my car and walk to town.